Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you an interview between me and a podcast industry expert. Then we share our podcast recommendations of the week. So let's get into this week's episode. Before we get started with today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds, let me tell you a bit about our sponsor, World Gone Good. World Gone Good is a good podcast. They just celebrated their one-year good anniversary. They featured the return of their first three guests, Faith Saley from CBS Sunday Morning Show, Brett Gornick from Live Better, and Pashawn Wilson-Ashley from Mama Auntie's Vegan Goodies. Grab some World Gone Good. New episodes every Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts and at world-gone-good at simplecast.com. World Gone Good. Hey there. We're back. How's everybody doing? Hello to our new listeners. Hello to our longtime listeners. Hello, hello, hello. Let's get into it. For the first time in Feedback with Earbuds history, we're doing the logical thing. This week's interview is with Daniel Stern, who is also this week's Earbuds curator. I know, I should have gotten my shit together much earlier in order to make this a thing for every episode. Usually what happens is that the interview is somebody in the podcast space. They're always an amazing guest. And then the curator is also somebody in the podcast space, somebody who has their own podcast or who wants to curate a list on a topic that they love. But those people are not the same and the topics are very different. And sometimes that's good because this is more of a magazine feel of a show. And sometimes I wish there were some more cohesiveness to it. So today we are testing that out. And I'm going to try my best for the future episodes to do the same thing, with the exception of when I snag a really cool guest who isn't curating a list. For example, I secured an interview, I think, fingers crossed, with the creator of 912, Dan Taberski. He's not curating any upcoming lists for us, but I'm really pumped to chat with him about some of his shows, such as Missing Richard Simmons, Running from Cops, and of course, 912. That's just a little teaser for an episode that we'll have hopefully sometime in the future. But like I said, from now on, I'm going to try to pair the podcast listening list that we have with the interviews that we have, interviewing the people that are curating a list about their lives, their podcasts, what they do in the podcast space, and the episodes that they've chosen as part of that list. So today I'm chatting with Daniel Stern, who is the founder of Podfest Berlin. Here is a little bit about Daniel. He is from the United States and now based in Berlin. Daniel Stern is a former talk show host, a retired competitive eater, a screenwriter, actor, and a stand-up comedian. Stern's live performances are a manic, sweaty collage of wit, earnest confessions, and stories about riding the bus. His acting resume also includes dramatic roles, voiceover, and a bit of tasteful, partial nudity. We love to see it. In our conversation, we talk about the upcoming event, Podfest Berlin, and I ask Daniel about the episodes that he chose as part of this week's theme. So when the interview closes, I'll run through those recommendations again just to make sure that you have them. But I'll hold off on giving full-scale descriptions of them like I do in prior episodes because Daniel and I will have spoken about them in our conversation. After the interview with Daniel and his podcast picks, we'll share the podcast spotlight of the week. Then I have some announcements and opportunities, and then we'll close out. So here is my conversation with Daniel Stern. Daniel Stern, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
And you're joining us from Berlin.
Yep, I'm in Kreuzberg, Berlin.
Well, I'm glad you're here today to discuss this week's theme and your background, which is on Podfest Berlin, because you're the perfect person to do that. So we read your bio at the top of the show, but tell me something about you that we would not be able to glean from your bio.
I got off a plane in Berlin 10 years ago, 11 now, with no knowledge of the language, no idea what I was going to be doing, and no friends. Honestly, like my first friends in Berlin were podcasters. I don't mean like the podcasters I met because that came years later. I mean the podcasts I was listening to. It was sort of the medium kept me tethered to my old world and feeling social. And it wasn't for a few years later that it became something that I was making and doing and sharing with others.
Wow. What a story. So you are the perfect person to be running PodFest Berlin. So tell us about PodFest Berlin. When is it taking place? What is the idea behind it?
So our first day will be October 23rd, and it'll be a weekend of live recordings, seminars, and kind of other little gatherings. We're going to have an ice cream party. Part of what I love about podcasting is anyone can do it from anywhere. But what that means is we end up sort of isolated from each other many times, even in the same city. Even people I see on a regular basis that we both podcast and we never talk about it because it's not what we're doing that night, or it's in the background, or it's, you know, maybe it's something that people do to show a different side of themselves. So what I wanted to do was to get this really diverse community all together at once in one place and see what happened. And so far, what's happened is that people got really excited about it, not just in Berlin, but like all over the world.
Hell yeah. That's great.
Thanks.
That's really great. So when you landed in Berlin, you were already a comedian, or that's something that you took on once you got there?
No, it took me a few years of kind of like, you know, kicking cans down the street and figuring out, you know, a big move. You start to reevaluate who you are a lot of times. And it was a city, especially in those years, that was telling everyone, be what you want to be, do what you want to do. And I was out maybe with my resume trying to find a cafe job. And I just thought, you know, if I can just be like a talk show host, I think that would be better. So a little while later, I had a talk show in the basement of a tea shop. We were jam-packed. It was a horrendous fire hazard, and we did get shut down after a year or two, but nothing, you know, there was never a fire. And from there, I met Joel Dulroy, who brought me into Radio Spätkopf, and that's when I started making podcasts. And sort of my relationship to them changed from being, you know, my only friends to a place where I met real human beings and like made art.
So tell me about your show and how it's evolved since you started it.
So Radio Spätkopf, when it was founded, it was Maisie and Joel, and they were talking about Berlin news in English, and they just sort of, and this is, I mean, this is maybe 12 years ago now. Not everyone had a podcast back then. So that decision took some prescience on their part. They're like, let's record these conversations. At that time, it was also really hard to get news about Berlin in English because international press covers international news, not local news. And Google Translate didn't work. And there wasn't really anyone else doing it. So it had like a really important service at the time. I came in to sort of, because they knew me as a comedian, to lighten it up a little. But one of the great things about when I first started is I didn't know anything. And like a lot of the listeners didn't either. So they would drop some jargon or refer to a political party by its initials. And I'd go, I don't know what you're talking about. And
help
like,
me.
Yeah. And so those early years, I felt like it was better, you know, my as a service, yeah, it's nice to have some jokes, but to make sure that people who had just landed in the city could learn about it was really cool. And people still say, hey, I got here, I binged 2 years worth of episodes. And then I was at a party and some Germans were like, how do you know who the mayor is? Like, we've never seen that before. And then the really big jump for us was when we went to live recordings in front of audiences.
Oh, wow.
Which is, yeah, it started sort of because we were a part of an event, and then we added, you know, more and more of them, partially because I really love having a live audience because like making podcasters who will like try not to laugh and lean away from their microphones laugh is incredibly frustrating because they're worried about audio quality. So having like a group of people who are enjoying themselves is really nice. It's also, as a listener, I love hearing podcasts that were recorded live. And as an editor, I find it way easier as well. You do fewer takes. You don't go back, oh, let me change that. Oh, did I read that wrong? I'm not sure. You only have so much time. So you just power through and hope it works.
What does Spätkopf mean?
Oh, so literally it means late buy or late store. And it's part of the culture of Berlin that sort of every corner has, and even in between the corners, these small stores, sort of not quite a 7-Eleven to put it in American parlance, but yeah, like a convenience store, chips and beverages, newspapers. So they're sort of like a social gathering place. They're always open because they're open late. And they're affectionately referred to as Spätis. We're not the only podcast in the festival that has a reference to that in their name. That's like how important culturally the Spätkopfs are. So yeah, Radio Spätkopf. yeah, you would go there, you get your newspapers, and you'd talk about them. I think for a little while, we even interviewed some Shpakov like owners and employees, but that became a whole other thing.
So you are the curator of this week's earbuds list, which is very exciting. This is the first time that I have gotten my shit together enough to interview the person who is curating this week's list. So I'd love to hear from you. You chose the theme Podfest Berlin, obviously, because Podfest Berlin is coming up. But tell me about some of the podcasts that you chose and how you became familiar with them.
Yeah. So this first one I heard about just a few weeks before I started the Podfest. And maybe it was a little bit of an inspiration for the festival. It's called Flicks and Scoops. And Ash, who's the host, is super into movies and ice cream. So each guest picks a movie. They discuss the movie while eating an ice cream that he made based upon that film. So I just love that it's like, yeah, it's so specific, so idiosyncratic, and it works really well. I think having sort of two topics allows the conversation to flow. He's also got a great voice and he's a great editor as well. And then there were some podcasts I found out about after they submitted to be in the festival.
Oh, nice.
And that was really cool because there isn't necessarily a way to stumble across these until someone tells you that they exist. So this one's called Beyond Asian, Stories of the Third Culture. And the host is sort of explores Asian identity and also as it relates to maybe as a expat or a traveler or not being the second or first culture of the nation you're in and how that affects you as a child. And it's there's great conversations everyone I've listened to.
And then the next one is your podcast. So tell me, tell me about the episode that you chose.
So Berlin,
how to fuck up an airport.
Yes. How to fuck. Well, how to F pound sign, yes, euro sign K.
I curse on up this an airport. Podcast.
Okay. and we actually certainly curse. We do say how to fuck up an airport on this one. So I think it might have an explicit note. We have a really loyal listener base. They show up for our live shows. They listen to every episode. They're very nice to us. This mini series we did exploded. Like we got literally 100 times the number of listeners we usually do. And it's just the story of Berlin trying to build an airport and the unbelievable number and insanity of the things they screwed up on their way to doing that.
Fun.
Yeah. And it's just, it's an incredible story. And I feel really comfortable. I had to pick one of ours, and I feel really comfortable bragging about this one because I had very little to do with it. The rest of the team did all the research and interviews and audio recordings, and they just put together what I think is also really just a great sounding experience too. Mm-hmm. So it's good journalism, and it's just totally, if we're allowed to swear, fucking ridiculous what happened in building this airport. And it's evergreen because it continues to fail.
That's something that, we can relate to in the U.S. with all of our infrastructure problems. So, yay! Next up is Common Ground. Tell me about that show.
I grew up on NPR. I don't think I'd be into podcasts or creating sound. That's not quite making sense. But anyway, without NPR, that was just on. And
the reason I know who this host is, it's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, is because she's one of the people on the NPR briefings who says her name really melodically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I'm familiar with her.
Yeah.
Tell me about Common Ground.
Common Ground is a conversational podcast where she brings in experts, not just people who want to chit chat. And the issues are sort of geared around Berlin, but always have an international interest or connect to international ideas. So you can listen to it from abroad and enjoy the conversation. For the episode we're doing at the festival, we're going to have Soraya and myself, plus a German journalist and a German comedian. And we're going to kind of talk about American-German relationship.
Wow.
As it's evolving from a comedic and also grounded views. And I am really freaked out by the fact that she will say her name out loud near me at some point in the near future. That's going to take some recovering when I hear that. Yeah, you're right. The way she says her own name.
If listeners are not familiar with this, just Google. It's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson and Ophabia Quist Arkton. They say
yes.
Her name incredibly. Well, amazing. So the last pick that you chose for this week is a German language podcast. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that show.
It's called Frauenquote. It's by two of my good friends in the comedy scene. Kenan, I've known since he was performing in English and moved over to German. Phyllis, I met later, but they're both just super funny people. It's one of those sit in on the conversation of two charming people type podcasts. And I listen to that format less and less as the years go on, I find. But when I heard this, partially because I was so excited that I could understand what they were saying. Yeah. My German is not great, but especially when I hear voices I know or the topics I'm familiar with, I really sunk in. It's just, I don't know. There's something about the two of their dynamic, which is just fun. Just feels great.
So those are your podcast picks for this week's theme. Very exciting. Thank you for being the first interviewee who is here to talk live, sort of, about their podcast picks. Where can people go if they want to learn more about PodFest Berlin? Maybe they're in Berlin. Maybe they will travel there specifically for you.
That would be amazing. PodFestBerlin.com.
And oh, easy.
Yeah, that'll do it. And then there's social media, which all has some name, maybe with an underscore or not in the middle.
We'll put everything in the show notes so that you can check it out. What are your hopes and dreams for PodFest Berlin for this year?
This has already completely blown away my hopes and dreams for this festival. So I'm just like strapped in and like seeing what happens next, because I thought, oh, I'll get a few podcasters together. We'll do a little thing. And it's just, we're just adding podcasts and other partners. And we've been hooked up with local companies and international companies. And we've gotten great support from Patreon and a lot of other companies. Sure has come forward as well. And it's amazing. So my hopes and dreams, I guess right now I'm just like, cool. Can I do this again next month? I mean, do I have to wait a whole year, 6 months? How often can you have a festival? That's where my head's at right now.
Amazing. Well, Daniel Stern, thank you so much for joining me on Feedback with Earbuds. Good luck with the podcast festival. I'm sure you'll crush it.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'll see you at the next one if you can't make it in 2 weeks.
Thank you to Daniel for joining me in the virtual earbuds studio powered by Squadcast.fm. Squadcast is a remote recording platform that helps podcasters record audio and video in studio quality. I am Squadcast Community Manager. That's your disclosure. If you want to test it out, though, you can get in touch and I'll hook you up with an extended free trial. I also want to acknowledge how my interview with Daniel came to be this week. As you probably know from the intro of this podcast, Earbuds brings you a weekly email newsletter with a themed list of 5 podcast episodes, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list, and curators can include one of their own episodes as part of their list. Curators submit their lists, and then internally we review them to figure out which themes should correspond with which dates. Usually, the list is super long. The line is long. Right now, we're booked until February. However, Daniel discovered Earbuds via Twitter and DM'd me on the Earbuds account and told me about PodFest Berlin. He told me that it was coming soon and that he was interested in curating a list. Since it was time sensitive, I moved some things around and I made it happen. A lot of our lists over the years have been curated by people in the US, so I want to make a more conscious effort to bring voices from other countries into the mix. I also just think PodFest Berlin is a super cool idea. So if you are in Germany or in Berlin, I definitely encourage you to check it out. Also, this is a reminder that if you want to curate a list, I'd love that. The curation form is in the show notes of this episode and every single episode. Next up, let's quickly give you some information about this week's recommendations from Daniel. I know he told you a lot about them, so we're just going to give you the name of the podcast and the name of the episode. And of course, we'll have it in the show notes as well so that you can have it there for good measure. Here are the podcasts and episodes that Daniel chose as part of this week's theme, which is, of course, PodFest Berlin. The first podcast is called Flicks and Scoops, and the episode is called Die Hard with Basti Knight. Next up is the podcast Beyond Asian, and the episode is called Eating Bitterness to Make Meaning. After that is Radio Spätkopf. I hope I'm not butchering the pronunciation too badly. The episode is called Without a Plan. That's the episode about BER, which is the airport code for the Berlin airport. Then comes the podcast Common Ground. The episode is called Time to Reboot, Germany's Rocky Road to the Digital Age. And the last episode comes from the podcast Frauenquote and is called, and please bear with me here on the pronunciation because this is the German language podcast that Daniel mentioned, Tee nach Türkei, Tabak nach Dubai. I really hope that's okay. Thank you to our curator, Daniel, for bringing these episodes to Feedback with Earbuds this week. We'll have a link in the show notes. Of course, I say that so many times, there's got to be a better way, to all of these podcast episodes and more. And as Daniel mentioned, you can learn more about PodFest Berlin at podfestberlin.com or podfest_Berlin on Twitter. Now, in addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have no interest in this week's theme, you can still check out the Spotlight podcast for some more audio content. If you want your podcast spotlight in this section, that is absolutely a possibility. We would love to spotlight you. We have an application link in the show notes of this episode where you can let us know that you want your podcast spotlight. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast Loud, The History of Reggaeton. Here's what it's about. This is the true story of young people from Jamaica, Panama, Puerto Rico, and beyond who beat the odds, refused to be quiet, and created an irresistible musical culture that has kept the world dancing. Join Ivy Queen, one of the founders of the genre, for an incredible musical story about sex, race, drugs, censorship, and of course, Pereo. Listen to Loud, a Spotify original on Spotify. A few quick ads and opportunities before we close out. First, if you're a podcaster, you might need a podcast makeover. Why? We just can't judge our own creative work. Get a listener's first impression on your podcast so that you can make practical changes quickly to attract and keep the right listeners for your audience. Get a podcast audit from Steph Fuccio's Curiosity-Driven Podcasting and from NYU's Masterclass Series. Do you want to start a podcast? Do you need tools to pitch and develop your idea? Whether you're an experienced journalist looking to expand your skills, or you're simply interested in learning about audio storytelling, this workshop is for you. It's from October 18th through November 8th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info in the show notes of this episode. Of course, everything's in the show notes. That's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. More next week. Bye-bye. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. You can find us all over social media. We're on Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Pod Call. And we're on TikTok at Earbuds Podcasting. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening. Thank you.